Good evening. It is, well, it's Tuesday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson, and you're listening to 1320 WILS. Great to have you here. Tonight, we'll get a preview on what Donald Trump will be announcing today. We know it's likely between two judges, and we'll find out what each of them may bring to the Supreme Court. Also, Donald Trump's ban on immigration. What could that mean to Michigan's economy? We'll hear from one of the state's top economists. But first, a horrifying event occurred just north of us in Canada. It's not something we're hearing a lot about, but a shooting at a mosque in Quebec City on Sunday night. Gunman walked in, opened fire, killed six, wounded eight. Haroon Siddiqui is with us, a former columnist and editorial page editor at the Toronto Star. He's also the author of the book, Being Muslim. Haroon, great to have you on WILS.
My pleasure. Yeah, Go ahead.
Thanks for joining us. First of all, what do we know about the shooter? Do we have any idea of what his motivation was?
No, we don't know about the motivation, but we know who he is. He's a young man. He spoke with a Quebec accent, so he was not necessarily a new immigrant as such. Mm-hmm. His name sounds Christian. And we know that on his Facebook, he said that he was a fan of Mr. Donald Trump and also of Marine Le Pen, the far-right-wing leader in France. That's how much we know so far.
And what is the attitude of most Canadians towards Muslim, would you say?
Following this tragedy, the nation has come together. The Prime Minister has called it a terrorist act. Lots of people of various groups from the right and the left of the political spectrum and ideologies have come together in solidarity.
Okay.
On that front, there is no question that Canadians are, of course, horrified and that they have put their differences aside and expressed their solidarity with the Muslims.
Now, I should note, though, you wrote a piece in the New York Times where you say after 9/11, you became more than just a Canadian journalist. You say you were looked at only as a Muslim at that point. What kind of an attitude have you?
What I said was that I certainly personally had a certain naivety about Canada, which is simply that those kinds of things only happen in the United States. They don't happen in Canada. But following 9/11, we have had a slow poisoning of the atmosphere, the spilling over from the United States, if you will. And there is a solid group of 30% or whatever the exact number is of people who bear animus towards Muslims, and they either out of ignorance or deliberately conflate Muslim terrorists wherever with all law-abiding Muslims, you know. So every time I write a column, something like, what do you, Siddiqui, have to say? You know, as if I'm responsible for all the terrorist acts in the world. So there's no question that the atmosphere has been poisoned to a great extent in Canada. And I said in my New York Times piece, that was well ahead in many ways of the United States. So one does not associate that kind of sentiment, racism and hatred towards Canada. But on this particular front, we unfortunately have been leaders.
So how do you expect Muslims in Canada to react to the shooting?
Oh, I mean, the active shootings, a lot of people have said this is a long time coming. Where have you been? Mosques have been vandalized. Women wearing the hijab, that is the headscarf, have been punched, harassed, pushed, pulled on subways and public transit. Mm-hmm. So where have the politicians been? And what that piece in the New York Times said was that we had a national government led by a sophisticated Donald Trump in the name of Mr. Stephen Harper, who was prime minister between 2006 and 2015. And he followed almost all the principles that, or lack of principles that Donald Trump is spouting. And all his policies were right out of the manual of General Michael Flynn and Rudy Giuliani and Mr. Newt Gingrich.
So tell me this, Arun, how do we avoid conflating radical Islamic terrorists with, you know, basically connecting them to all Muslims?
Exactly the same way that we have learned from our history that you ended up putting Japanese Americans in camps, and we have learned from our history that was a horrible mistake. Mm-hmm. That those people had nothing to do with Japan. They were American citizens. So if in Canada we have not reached the stage of internment of people and so on, but you talk to Muslims and they say, they tell you openly that I feel psychologically interned under siege constantly. And
let me ask you this, because after the incidents like in Orlando, we saw the attack at Ohio State. And yes. San Bernardino, I mean, what we have the group CARE. It comes out and makes it, they want to make it clear that this has nothing to do whatsoever with Islam, that these people are not motivated. It has no connection whatsoever. Do you agree with that?
No, you see what, yes, of course. I mean, they may do it in the name of Islam, but there's a lot of crazy people do crazy things in the name of whatever, you know. What really happens after an ordinary murder? That guy down the street, I never thought he would commit the murder. He was the greatest guy on earth, you know, and then it turns out he has some screw loose in his head and he has some ideology that makes him do all of these things. What we have, you know, the easiest way to understand is the following. If a Christian or somebody goes and does the mass killings and so on, they say, this is a lone wolf, he's an idiot, you know, it's a singular act. A Muslim does this, all of a sudden, this is jihad, he's doing it on behalf of so-and-so, so-and-so. We have to stay away from all of this nonsense. And get some perspective. You know, I mean, how many people are killed by guns by fellow Americans in the United States every year? 30,000 or whatever the number is. Mm-hmm.
What would you say to people that really do fear radical Islam and view it as a major threat to our country and the U.S.? What would you say?
There is no major threat to your country. After 9/11, 2,900 innocent civilians were killed, and since then, 250,000 Americans have killed each other with guns. What do you say to that? Okay. You should be more worried about the guy next door killing you than anything else. Americans should be more worried, as President Obama used to say, that more Americans die in the bathtub than have been killed by terrorists since 9/11. Get real, for God's sake. Right. Not be manipulated by politicians who whip up fear, because that is the nature of their politics. That's what Mr. Harper did. That's exactly what Mr. Trump is doing.
Tell me this too. Haroon Siddiqui with us, former columnist and editorial page editor at the Toronto Star. His book is Being Muslim. Being Muslim. What would you say it's like to be Muslim then?
No, being Muslim, I mean, what really happens, as I said in my column, I was just an ordinary Canadian journalist, and after 9/11, I just became only Muslim. And so this reductionism of Muslims and seeing them only through the prism of Islam is no different than seeing all Japanese Americans during the Second World War as agents of Japan.
But tell me this, though, Haroon, those that look at Islam, see what happens in countries like Saudi Arabia, where women, I mean, there's a dress code and a serious penalty if you, a woman, you just come walking out there in your bikini, let's say, and they wonder if it's really compatible at all with Western society. What do you say to them?
Now, what do I say to them is, are American Muslims saying those things? Are American Muslims practicing those things? And if American Muslims are indeed breaking the law, they'd go to jail for it. Yeah. There's a rule of law. It's not the rule of the jungle.
Do you think Islam is compatible?
America, yeah. No, America is not Saudi Arabia. And by the way, Mr. Trump, who has put these restrictions on seven Muslim nations, he has not put any restrictions on Saudi Arabia. He has not put any restrictions on Kuwait or any of those countries, because he does business there. And you guys do business with them. So you're being hypocritical when you say the kinds of things that we hear. You know, it's nonsensical. Okay. Get real.
Tell me this, Haroon. How do you see us coming to terms with this conflict? I mean, we're certainly going to see more attacks.
Coming to conflict is come to our senses, get a perspective on reality, and as opposed to living in some dream world. Mm-hmm. This is not the alternative reality that Mr. Trump peddles, and Kelly Conway talks about alternative facts and so on. We have gone bonkers. We've lost total control of our ability to see reality, what reality is, and some of the realities I've just mentioned now. And we should have confidence in our rule of law, in our own democracy. Is American democracy so weak, so trembling, that it would crush, it will crumble tomorrow because one terrorist or one gunman has done anything or done some crazy things? I mean,
how do we avoid further attacks is the question.
30,000 Americans killing each other every year is a far greater threat to the United States than anything else that one can think of about Muslims.
Well, they're both a problem, but I guess I wonder when it comes to...
Both are not a problem. You see, that is the point, man. Both are not the problems of the same magnitude. 30,000 Americans killing each other with guns is not the same thing with 45 Americans being killed by terrorists since 9/11. So get real.
Okay. So in terms of dealing with radical Islam, is there anything we should do at all in your view?
No, the radical, treat your fellow Americans as fellow Americans. If they break the law, send them to jail. Rely on the rule of law. You have courts, you have judges, as opposed to this vigilante justice and whipping each other into proxims of fear and so on. This is a Republican, worst kind of Republican politics. For the last 20 years, what have Republicans done? They rile up people on what? On abortion, on Christianity, and all the issues that don't really matter to a secular society. What matters to a secular society is the rule of law, equality of citizens. That is what made America great and still keeps America great. So if you forget those principles, then you're in trouble.
What's going to one last thing, what's going to happen because of the immigration ban? What kind of reaction do you think we're going to see from that?
No, I mean, we are already seeing, the first thing you're seeing is a total confusion and incompetency on the part of the White House and this administration. They don't know what they're doing. They're holding up green card holders and American citizens from those countries who are returning to their own home, which is America these days. They have not thought through. This is just populist, demagogic politics at its worst.
Well, one report says that this is actually something that ISIS is celebrating. It's going to incite further violence. Do you agree with that? Is it going to incite further violence?
No, of course. You know, one hopes like hell it doesn't, but it would. It's a propaganda point for ISIS. This is a point that President Obama consistently used to make. You know, don't give propaganda points to ISIS and all America's enemies and so on. We are, you know what it says, we have to say this is sadness. We are becoming our own worst enemies. I mean, that is the greatest danger that I see.
Haroon Siddiqui, former columnist and editorial page editor for the Toronto Star and author of the book Being Muslim. Find this piece in the New York Times right now. It's all about this horrifying shooting that occurred in Quebec City Sunday night. Haroon, thank you for joining us on WILS. Thank you.
My pleasure.